All right, joining us right now on our Newsmaker Hotline is Shasta Fisher, midfielder for the Santa Clarita Blue Heat. And good afternoon, Shasta. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, for people who have not been following the Santa Clarita Blue Heat, a women's semi-professional team that is in their second year of existence here in Santa Clarita. Last year was the first year, obviously. And then this year, you guys, you win the Western Conference. You go to the playoffs. You have your first playoff game on Sunday. How exciting is this for you playing with the Blue Heat, going to the playoffs in your hometown?
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, this is a great opportunity playing with so many fabulous players. We're so excited about this game coming up.
Now, how you're just a year out of Saugus High School. How did playing with the Blue Heat this summer, how has that affected your game, elevated your game, and maybe helped you out quite a bit?
Yeah, you definitely, whenever you get to experience new players and such great athletes, you learn a lot from everyone, and you just grow even more as a player.
Now, you guys take on Vancouver, the Vancouver Whitecaps. It's Sunday night, 7 o'clock, College of the Canyons. You know, last year there, it seems like, you know, had some good crowds, slow crowds. This year, all the crowds have been pretty big and pretty rambunctious. What has it been like having that many people in the stands watching you this year?
It's great to have so much support from our community. It definitely pumps us up for the games. We love to hear them cheering for us. It's, I mean, it's always nice to play for your hometown.
You know, one thing that Carlos Mariquin, who's the president and owner of the Blue Heat, that he would try to do is bring some local flavor to the Santa Clarita Blue Heat. We talked with Cynthia Jacobo yesterday, who goes to Northridge, UATN of Vancouver, Virginia, I'm sorry, but you actually went to Saugus. So I'm trying to bring some local people. I think I forget her name, Gillis?
Rachel Gillis.
Rachel, did she play with you?
No, she actually graduated before I attended Saugus.
Okay, so you've got some Saugus people, some Northridge people. I mean, it's kind of neat to have some local flavor on this team. It seems like the local community has gotten behind you. Do you think part of that has been that local people such as yourself have been playing this year?
Yeah, well, I definitely think that having local players has brought in the community and support, and having also international players like brings in even more people because all fascinated by others from outside of our little county.
Well, I think some people that if people didn't get a chance to see Adit Fernandez, they missed out because she did suffer a hamstring injury on the last road trip, is not able to compete in the playoffs. But, you know, she is one of the, if not the best player in Portugal, top 4 point scoring in the entire W League for the USL throughout the United States. And as a fellow midfielder watching her game, that must have been, number one, exciting for you. But number two, you must have learned quite a bit from her as well.
Oh yeah, she's a great inspiration. She's a great girl. I love her to death. She's obviously an awesome player. You definitely can learn a lot from her.
All right, so Shasta Fisher, you went to Saugus. Now you get to play in the championships. You went to Saugus. You played last year at Virginia. Going back again this coming year. You get to play in the playoffs here at Sunday night. How big is this game compared to some of the bigger games you played in your career?
You know what? This is so great because I am in my hometown, and it's nothing like I've ever experienced before playing with us in my professional team. It's definitely very exciting. Every game is exciting. So.
And how important is it that we get a lot of people out there and give you guys a solid home field advantage?
The more support we have, the better. It always pumps us up when there's many fans in the stand, like cheering and yelling, like, it's great. It's great to be out there on the field with so many supporters.
All right. So Shasta Fisher says you need to get out there, and we're going to implore everybody to get out there and support the Santa Clarita Blue Heat. It's coming up Sunday night, 7 o'clock, College of the Canyons, right at Cougar Stadium, and it's against the Vancouver Whitecaps. And the winner gets to go to the national championship playoffs. It's basically what the Final Four, right? There's four teams that go. Is that right? So,
yes,
so that's pretty exciting. I mean, that in your first year of the semi-pro, that would be awesome to go to the national championships, huh?
That would be amazing. That would be so much fun. I mean, we're hoping we do really well on Sunday.
All right, I hope so, too. We'll be out there rooting for you. And, Jess, I've got a couple tickets. Carlos has given us some tickets to give away, so we're going to go ahead and right now we're going to take we'll take what callers number 3 and 4 right now, 298-5487, 298-KHTS. We'll take callers number 3 and 4, get to go see Shasta Fisher and the Santa Cruz Blue Heat this Sunday, 7 o'clock at Cougar Stadium, College of the Canyons. Shasta, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Great job so far this year, and best of luck to you. We'll see you Sunday night.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.